I drive up a small dirt road past the Glen Helen Raceway to find 48 new firefighter recruits training for the dry summer months of the Inland Empire. It's about 11 a.m. and it's already 110 degrees. There, I meet with San Bernardino County Fire's Michael Wachowski, who explains that Southern California has incredibly dry conditions, perfect for wildfires.
The El Nino did not develop down in Southern California like it should have or was predicted to. However, that's okay, but it is a lot drier down here in Southern California right now. We're starting to get fires a little earlier. Normally, we don't get them till the end of July.
While there isn't a distinct fire season in California, the hot months of summer and our notorious Santa Ana winds have been known to spread fires across the region, which make them very difficult to contain.
We're pretty much in fire season anytime we have about a week of warm weather or dry weather. This is Santa Ana country, where we have north and or northeast winds that blow very hard and they have very low relative humidity. So with those kind of conditions, they'll drive fires a long ways and they'll get really big.
El Nino might have let us down, and the drought doesn't make it any better. In a sense, it's not a matter of if a fire happens, it's when.
This here is the greatest ticking time bomb historically you can ever imagine.
And in San Bernardino, which happens to be the largest county in the United States, it's difficult to manage with just a handful of firefighters.
They have lack of resources, the vegetation's dry. You never have enough firefighters when you get a fire. And no matter where he is, it seems like you never have enough.
That's because the San Bernardino County Fire Department is spread out throughout the entire county. Wachowski says that they have to be spread out so they're ready for multiple fires. Concentrating on one area, even a high-risk area, isn't always a good idea. Another important aspect of fire season is making sure firefighters are well-rested. Fatigue is a huge factor in making sure fatalities are minimal.
Because when you work for 25 or 30 days straight without any time off, and you start making mental mistakes. So we have to manage that fatigue. Unfortunately, sometimes we have to put our crews down to rest while there's a going fire. And it's a matter of life and death and safety.
Safety is also a concern with the public. At the first sign of a fire, people are heavily advised to evacuate, especially in more rural areas like Lake Arrowhead, Crestline, and Big Bear. However, in more populated areas, things can escalate more quickly.
I give talks all the time about how to protect yourself against wildfire in the urban community. And the first thing I tell them is the fire department may not come. We don't have a fire truck for every house. We work cooperatively throughout the summer because not one department can handle the situation when it gets bad.
San Bernardino County Fire Battalion Chief Michael Wachowski has been a firefighter for 40 years and has worked in California and the southwestern United States. In addition to safety, evacuations, and clearing fire hazards, Wachowski says the most important thing to protect is your life, because houses, stuff, and material possessions can all be replaced. Natalia Estrada, KVCR News.